This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Very good afternoon to our K Pulpit listeners. As usual, I'm Calvin.
And I'm Terry.
And this is Couples of Destiny. We come to you every Wednesday between 12 and 1. And we're so excited to have you with us once again. I know my wife has been busy the last few weeks standing in for me, but I'm back at the board, and I'm here to serve you this afternoon, both of us. And if you have any questions, please just hook us up on Facebook, you know, send a message, and we'd love to hear from you guys. There's also a WhatsApp line. Send us your messages to the WhatsApp line on 0817291657. And as we topical every month, this month we're still in the month of May, and we said that it's mental health and wellness month. So we're going to just dig a little bit deeper this week. We had some guests over the last couple of weeks that really blessed us tremendously. So we just want to thank those guests, you know, just for sharing and imparting. It's always good to learn from, you know, from other couples out there. We don't know everything.
True. No one knows everything.
I thought I knew everything.
I like it when couples actually get together to talk, you know, because you learn things about others. And also when they speak about something like, that opens up a conversation that we should have, you know, and then it's so nice just for couples to come together and just have fun, you know?
Yeah. That's what we're supposed to do. Have fun. Right?
Yes. More fun, more laughter, more joy.
Yes. So, and you notice, you know, when you're in the traffic, for those of you that take early morning traffic to work and with your vehicles, and you notice there are couples in the car, you know, it's mm-hmm. husband and wife or girlfriend and boyfriend, I always look at their faces, you know. Are they smiling at each other? Oh, you know,
they're having deep conversations because you'll see the expressions on their faces and all of that, you know. But while you listen to Brad in the morning on the breakfast show in traffic, you won't get bored, you know. You start laughing and you open your window so everyone else can hear K Pulpit.
That's right. So we're gonna touch a little bit this afternoon on, you know, really the prosperous soul and soul care for couples. Mm-hmm. We're going to dig a little bit deeper into the soul. And, you know, the mind, will, and emotions, part of the body. And so stay tuned this afternoon. And when we're back, we're gonna dig really deep and be ready for what God is wanting to do in your relationship. Be open for that change. Yeah. Be open this afternoon. We're going to go to a song right now by Johan Brits called You're the Reason.
Uplifting talk, hopeful tunes, and you. K-Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Yes, you're with us on Couples of Destiny, and we'd just like you to connect with us this afternoon on Facebook on this important topic, speaking about the prosperous soul and soul care for couples. All of us need a bit of soul care. I want to read a scripture this afternoon on, let's say, 3 John 1 verse 2. That's quite a common scripture, and everyone loves to read it, but do we actually understand it? It says the following: Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. I started a teaching at our church on the three dimensional being. And we are so encouraged this afternoon that, you know, we can talk about this three dimensional being, you know, on body, soul, and spirit. And I want the listeners to really understand this afternoon that you can't be unbalanced. You can't be unequally yoked. You know, God created us with a physical body. There's also a soul, and there's also a spirit. And some of us, you know, some people are very spiritual, but they don't take care of their bodies. Some people are too much in their soul, which we, when we speak about the soul, we speak about the mind, the will, and the emotions. But they too much in their emotions. Mm-hmm. And so there's an imbalance in your life at the end of the day. And what we need to do, you know, especially in our relationships and our own well-being, we need to maintain a healthy balance in life, in those areas. And so the scripture just really clearly tells us that we need to prosper. And I'm going to focus on that word this afternoon, to prosper. Many of you know what it's like to prosper. For some of us that are listening this afternoon, God has blessed you tremendously in the financial arena. And it's wonderful. You know, you're blessed financially. But you know, what's the use? You have a financial blessing. You know, you have so much income, but you emotionally bankrupt. So there's, you know, it doesn't, there's not a balance there. You know, you're really unequally yoked at the end of the day. So self-care for the soul, which also includes your health care, looking after yourself, it's so important. You know, you need to put priority on your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. It's about making intentional choices. Make those intentional choices for yourself this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that, you know, the reason why they're so tired when they wake up in the morning is because they didn't sleep well, or they blame the pillow, or they blame something else, you know. But if your soul is restless, you know, if you're thinking continuously about something, if your emotions, as you know, you're not in check, and you're not dealing with that emotion, I always say, you know, emotions buried alive don't die.
Yeah.
You know, when people don't deal with the emotion, I'm saying don't bury it. Speak about what is really troubling you, you know, and don't be afraid. I mean, we're speaking about couples here. I mean, if I'm upset about something, honey, and you're sleeping, I'll wake you up because I need to get this, not off my chest, but I just need to speak about it, because otherwise it's going to be going over and over in my mind, and I probably won't have a good night's sleep, because some people wake up the next morning and they're just really tired. And you feel like you need a vacation after you've actually had a night's sleep, thinking you're tired, you're exhausted, it must be the work, it must be this, or it's challenges, you know. But I do want to say this, that it's important to speak about what is troubling you on the day. The Bible says, let today's troubles be enough for today. Don't take the problem into the next day without resolving it. It's like when I worked in the corporate, I'd come home and I'd say, listen, I'm leaving work at work. I'm not going to be bringing my work home. I'm not going to bring it into my home or into our relationship. And that is something that we had to learn.
I think, you know, you're speaking about sleep, and sleep is such an important aspect of life, because if you think about it, many of us start the day quite early. For those of us that have to catch Cape Town traffic at 5 in the morning, I know I have to leave, you know, at 5 sometimes. And so you get that limited amount of sleep, depending on what time you go and sleep. If it's at 10 and you've got to be up at 5, you know, the human body needs an average of about 7 hours sleep. You know, you've got to go through all those cycles. And those that have been through sleep therapy will understand when we speak about those cycles. You know, you have to get into an area of deep sleep. If you don't understand or realize, but your body, your physiology of your body needs healing, and that's why God gave you sleep. And so that deep sleep actually physically starts healing your body, because your heart rate lowers everything. Imagine if you, as you can see, those that are on Facebook, my arm is doing this. Imagine I said to you, can you do that for the rest of the day, please, with your arm? Some of you look at me and say, you know, after an hour, I'm really tired now. Well, let me help you this afternoon. Your heart is doing that constantly. Mm-hmm. It is pumping constantly. So think about it. So your heart also needs rest. And if you don't get to deep sleep, the rest of your body does not heal as it should heal. That's why people remain sick at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So coming back to what you were saying about waking me up. Thanks, honey, for not waking me up. But for waking someone up at the end of the day to get something off your chest, yes, you need to clear those areas of your mind. If you're going to bed with that issue, that problem, you're not going to sleep and have the deep sleep that you're supposed to have. And so guess what? The next time you have what we call an intense moment of fellowship, an argument, for others may call it an argument, then what happens? There's a reaction. You can react physically, emotionally, in a negative way. And a lot of that is because you're tired.
Yeah. You see, because that, don't you think also, it's just the turmoil that goes on inside of people? Yeah. You know, I feel like people just have this turmoil and they don't want to speak about it. You know, it's like pride, you know, put the pride aside. You know, your health is important. You know, I always say that when you put two women in a room together, they can talk about everything and talk about their problems without even knowing the person, you know. Men don't, and we spoke about this before, but the turmoil on the inside of you, you know, when you put that to rest, you know, sometimes that despair on you is an attack against your soul.
Yeah.
So we don't realize that the attack is against our soul. It's not just the turmoil for whatever the problem is. And most of the time, the enemy is after destroying our soul.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want us to be at peace.
Yeah.
You know? And so, I always say that eating well, sleeping well, resting well. I know you always tell me, you need to switch off the light. Don't look at your phone so late at night, or get the light out of your eyes. You need to start listening to some calming music, and then and get into that motion so you can start falling asleep enough, you know, and doing proper exercise, you know, taking holiday breaks, practicing good hygiene. All of these things do enjoyable activities like sports or dancing or going for runs or just getting together with friends and doing some sport. You know, I think that's very important. It helps you get over that turmoil. And it's like, you know what, your problem isn't really that big. You can actually solve this on your own or work it out for yourself and not take it to everyone else around you, especially your spouse.
That is so true, you know. And also we encourage you, and we've said this before, talk to each other before you really start talking to other people. Mm. You know, the coffee machine and things at work. Because out there you might get the wrong advice at the end of the day. Deal with it. And many times it's really just a misunderstanding between couples. And this boils up in your soul. It boils up in your emotions, and there's just a reaction because of how you are feeling at the end of the day. So, as you mentioned, you know, just go for a walk. You know, the two of you just decide to have a break. You know, go on a holiday.
Have a bubble bath together.
Sure, if you've got a bath, that will work.
Hot tub.
Well. Exactly. So getting enough sleep is important. You know, that exercise component of your life. Some of you might not be super fit, but when we talk about exercises, start walking, you know. Just get out of a routine. We tend to put ourselves in a routine, and it's an unhealthy routine. I call these cycles in our lives, and it's not a functioning cycle, it's a dysfunctioning cycle. So you got to break yourself out of that dysfunctioning cycle.
Yeah. You know, what I've learned about mental wellness, and this, I keep on saying this, you know, we're still in the mental health awareness month kind of thing. And mental wellness in marriage starts with self-awareness. You know, when you become aware of the fact that you are different to your partner, have compassion toward them, and knowing that when you should know when it's time to take a pause, you should know when it's time for you to end an argument, pick up a snack instead, you know, or just do something fun instead of hovering over the same problem, going around the same mountain, you're not getting a solution. And there are couples that do this all the time. It's like there's no balance, there's no caring for one another. It's like they don't want to put their needs aside.
Or no solution at all
because it's what they want.
It's the problem. They talk the problem all the time. But you know what? We're getting into some deep stuff this afternoon. Please connect with us on Facebook. We're going over to a song by Austin French called God Is Good All the time. You know, dear K Pulpit listener, we're reaching out to all of you this afternoon. You know, as you would have noticed over the last 12 months, we've undergone a number of really big changes at the radio station. You know, we became an independent radio station with new management. We've relocated, in fact, to new premises, and we're also no longer on that wonderful AM radio, as we've become fully online into a multimedia platform, as you can see us on Facebook and all on the various apps. And as we've navigated these changes, family, we've had our eyes on our vision to be an effective media missionaries and to ensure that the good news of the gospel remains our main focus. And that's really what our focus is this each and every day, and including this afternoon. So the majority of these changes have been unfortunately because of a financial situation, with the goal still remaining operational. We want to remain operational. We're not giving up with what God has given us here. So with that in mind, we want to inform you of a few more changes that you can expect over the next few days as we enter into the new month of June, which is around the corner. And these on-air changes will see a reshuffling of a few of the programs and presenters, those that you've grown accustomed to and love, and also sadly the departure of many of our much loved radio personalities. Some of them getting some some opportunities elsewhere. They've been headhunted, in other words. And so as difficult as it is to say goodbye to them, we know that God has something so special in store for each one as we navigate through this new season. And some might see it as a difficult season. We see it as a new season. So if you have it in your heart to sponsor a program or presenter or support us in any way, even still today, please visit our website and get all of the details and become part of our story. Stay tuned in via our streaming app and off our website as we navigate all of this together and forge a new path for our beloved station. And this is really Cape Pulpit, from the word to your heart. So family, I want to encourage you to get involved with Cape Pulpit. We are here as presenters as well, and we're really just being part of sowing into this ministry station. And this being Couples of Destiny, we know that God is touching your lives this afternoon. So if this radio and this part or segment of the show has touched your life, you know, it's an opportunity for you to give back. And we're discussing some deep matters of the heart this afternoon about the prosperous soul. And, you know, God cares for our souls at the end of the day. You know, I was talking a little bit earlier about financial investments. We so easily invest financially into things and stocks and bonds and all sorts of stuff that is out there. And then we expect a return, right, love?
Yeah.
Now, if I don't invest in you, there's no way I can get a return from you, right? I mean, if I don't sow good things in you, if I don't tell you, oh, that hair color looks beautiful on you, that lipstick looks wonderful on you.
Well, thank you. You know, the Bible says those who sow sparingly shall reap sparingly. Mm. So sow from the abundance in your heart. You know, it's not always just about a compliment. And yet we all love compliments. I always say, be sincere in your compliments. But it's also that investing and spending time with me or doing something for me. This investment goes in various ways, right? I would say to any husband, invest in your wife financially. Yeah. Give her the money, honey, you know, and she will give you everything that you want. It's not always just about giving her the money that she will give you everything. I think every Christian woman who loves her husband and honors him will continue to honor and respect him and give him everything that she knows. And I always say this to couples, you know, no matter how hard and how difficult your challenge might be, you still have to honor one another. You made a covenant when you got married. You know, we have a different way in which we say the covenant vows, but we say through sickness and in health, through challenges and, you know, good times and sad times, happy and bad times, whatever it is, be there for one another. So I can't say today, well, you didn't invest enough in me today, honey. I didn't get like a couple of thousand rand to, you know, do whatever I wanted to do, but I'm grateful for what you give. But I can't say, oh, because you don't invest in me, I'm not going to do this, that, and the other. You know, I've still got to fulfill my role as a wife, and that's what is important.
Isn't it true that, you know, and coming back to that investment now, we're talking can be finances, and I mean, I'm not shy in giving what my wife wants financially, but there's a bigger aspect to investing, as I mentioned, emotionally. But isn't it true in a relationship, you cannot give what you do not have?
Mm.
So the mere fact is that if in my case, if you've not given me the time, if we're talking about the five emotional love languages, and you haven't given me the quality time that I need, and you need something in return from me, whether it be money or anything else for that matter, if you've not given me anything, nothing's grown in me. You've not put anything in me, so how can I give you what I don't have at the end of the day? It makes it very difficult. And that's what we're talking about, that soul care this afternoon. Mm. Taking care of your soul and taking care of each other's soul in the relationship. Mm.
Isn't it true that when people say, if you are not taking care of yourself, how can you take care of someone else?
Right.
You know, it's the same analogy like when you're in an aeroplane.
Right. Right. And you know, if it, exactly, like if the plane has lost its cabin pressure and the oxygen masks fall from the ceiling, it's clear it tells you affix it to your own mouth first until you're breathing normally before you assist fellow passengers. And in the same way, that's exactly what it's talking about.
Right. So I would say, you know what, I always think about this. Let's have an example. Let's use our example, right?
Yeah.
You weren't modeled love and affection.
No.
Right. So it was difficult for you to display that with me.
Right.
You know, and there were times that I would be sad. I'm like, why doesn't he hug me? Can't he just kiss me on my cheek? You know, us women, come on, we are like that. We really in our fields, sure. Okay? And I had to help him. We had to go for marriage counseling. We had to go and speak to someone. We had to go and get help. We had to read books. We watched programs and we discuss, you know, when we have this thing about, honey, write down 5 things that you really don't like about me or that, you know, that you can't stand. And you would do the same. And I will always say, couples, it doesn't matter how that hurts. And I think I mentioned this some time back on one of the programs. But then again, speak about 5 things that you really like about them.
Yeah.
You know, and then you talk about it and say, wow, I really like you when you do this. And you learn things about each other that you never knew.
Yeah.
You know, I really like that. So coming back to investment, that is basically what it's about. If no one invested that in you or showed you a way how, you got to find out. Don't say, oh, I didn't know or whatever. There's always an answer somewhere, mostly in the Word of God.
Let's not be like ostriches and put our heads in the ground. It's not. Be ignorant of things out there. There's enough information. There's enough support. There's enough help out there. There's this radio station. There's this hour of power here on between 12 and 1 on a Wednesday that you can get some nuggets, even if it's just one thing that you learned this afternoon.
Yeah.
I want to better myself every year. I don't know about you. So I want to make sure I'm a better man than I was last year. So I'm going to change maybe something small. You know, we preach, those of you that stand at the pulpit and preach, you know, the scripture speaks about the rudder. Now, it's amazing that this rudder is it's a tiny little thing. But, you know, if there's a change, just a slight degree, it alters your destiny from going, whatever, straight. You are going slightly
off
northwest
track.
Or wherever where But you are changing the direction in the same way when you make a subtle change in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Down the line, that change will be visible. And we're talking about good changes here now, good changes, you know.
I like the scripture in Proverbs 17:27. It says, a truly wise person uses a few words. A person with understanding is even tempered.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, family, friends, listeners out there. Sometimes the best thing you can do for your marriage is take a nap, eat a meal, or go and pray before you talk again. You know, but don't speak out of that emotional space. You know, let it be well with your soul. Bring your emotions in check and talk about what you need to talk about.
Yeah, that's so true. Desleen commented on Facebook and she says, investing in each other as partners. You are partners, you know, at the end of the day in every aspect of the word. We're going to go over to our next song by Coley, and it's called Faithful God. We are talking about soul care this afternoon, and we trust that the listeners are really taking this to heart because your soul is so important. You know, it's an aspect of the three-dimensional person, body, soul, and spirit. And within the soul is the mind, will, and emotions. And, you know, sometimes the emotions get the better of us. So how do we really care for our souls or even for our soulmate, you know, at the end of the day? And it's important that we understand that your soul is a key aspect to having a healthy relationship. So what am I feeding my soul with on a daily basis? Is it positive or negative things? And we went through quite a few things earlier on. We read the scripture in Proverbs 17:27, where it says a truly wise person uses words. A person with understanding is even tempered. So don't shut up. I've realized that people tend to shut down at the end of the day. And if you're not giving yourself the proper soul care, remember I spoke about prosperity, the scripture we opened up, that God wants your soul, even as your soul prospers. Now, prosperity signifies growth. So if you're sad every day, there's no growth. You know, there's no prosperity in that relation. It signifies prosperity, also signifies maturity. When there's prosperity in in every aspect of your life, you are actually maturing as a person. So we can't be childish in our relationships. The Bible says we are supposed to be childlike. And there's too many people that are childish, even in relationships, husbands and wives. They're childish because they've never grown from a point as youngsters, as teenagers, as infants, where something bad happened to them. They never grew beyond that point. So we become childish in our relationships. And so you never mature beyond that. So couples either grow together or they grow apart. And it's God's plan for us to grow. Now, we've gone through some of this before, but you know, poor soul care sounds a little bit like this. And maybe this is you this often. Maybe this is your couple, but there's hope for you. We've all been through this. You know, couples get stuck in what I call is a negative cycle. I've spoken about this dysfunctional negative cycles, a repeating pattern of conflict. And it's characterized by one partner anxiously pursuing through attacking, whether it's verbally or even, God forbid, physically, criticizing, blaming, and the other partner avoidingly withdrawing through shutting down, going silent, and even leaving. Now, has that happened to you in your relationship recently or in the past? Because if that conflict is evident, there's a cycle that you're permitting in your relationship that has to be broken in your soul, in your emotions, in your mind. And it's really just breaking that. So we need to learn to get to the point of breaking all of these cycles. We become stressed out or worry about things that we don't or won't even happen at the end of the day. But we have this tendency. Isn't it human nature? We just worry, you know, about tomorrow. But the Bible says and gives us clear instruction that we should only be concerned about the things for today.
I just got this revelation about what we were talking about. A lot of people actually are just stubborn.
Well, doesn't the scripture say that in the Old Testament he called the Israelites stubborn, stiff-necked?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about the story of Nabal, you know, and how he came up against King David. And he was really stubborn, you know, but I mean, his wife referred to him, she said his name means the fool. His name means fool. So I don't know how many of you actually think about your stubbornness, because if I just look at stubbornness also is bullheadedness, obstinacy, and also pigheadedness, self-will. These are the kind of things that people operate with, you know, they don't want to give in. I mean, Jesus even said, I will grant you divorce because of your stubbornness, you know. And when we're speaking about these things, and I always say, God, I mean, I fell into that myself, you know, because I was stubborn. And yes, if I look back, I could have made a different decision. I could have chosen something, a different path. But this kind of soul care that we're speaking about is, people, there are couples out there that are not talking to one another. Yeah. They're merely just existing in the same home. They're cohabiting, basically.
Or they're just being civil.
Yeah, you know. No, the world out there is saying, oh, no, you can live in our house and you can live in that room. We'll just tolerate one another and have a solution, you know, just to be amicable in front of the kids or keep the peace, you know, and then we will continue with our lives. And there's no unity in that. I mean, John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. I mean, God doesn't give us a false peace and a false hope. He gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that we can never explain. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So what are you afraid of? Why is it that you do not want to speak to your spouse? Why is it that some spouses choose to stay in a place of bitterness and just discouragement and isolate themselves and get rid of the stubbornness?
Yeah.
You know?
And boils down to the most powerful thing that God has given us, the power of choice, right? And you can decide today to forgive. You can decide today to let go. You can decide today to break that cycle. And it's really just, as you said, that stubbornness. I've decided I'm not going to talk to you. I've decided I'm not going to forgive you. I've decided all of these things because I've decided. And you know, the word of God is said so clear. I set before you life and death. Choose life.
Yeah.
You know, so we have to make that choice today. God's not going to force us. So coming back to those, that negative cycle, that negative emotion, that negative thing that you've put yourself in, where you've allowed these repeats in your life. There's a constant repeating of a negative emotion. Well, you can break that cycle simply by telling yourself, I choose to go the opposite route at the end of the day. God doesn't want you to live the way you're living at this point in time. It's affecting your body. Remember now, I'm coming back to the three-dimensional being. Spirit, soul, and body. God's got the solution in the spirit. He's given us the word of God. We follow the word of God. Healthy word, healthy emotions, healthy body. If you're getting your source from anywhere else and it's bad water, the Bible speaks about the water was bad in a certain area. If you are drinking from a bad well, guess what? It's gonna come into your soul, it's gonna go into your body, and guess what? You're going to be sick. As you are emotionally sick, you'll become physically sick, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You've got to break that cycle in your soul.
That's so true, you know, because I think people just become stressed or worry about things that won't even happen.
Yeah.
You know, that's basically what anxiousness is all about, you know, and we waste days anticipating a bad day. You wake up or you think tomorrow, oh my goodness, I'm not going to have that in place for work, or we're anticipating something bad's going to happen. So it becomes a bad day because you're already thinking about it and it never becomes your today. So think about how you're going to seize your today, you know.
Yeah.
There's an emotional thief that's robbing you from today's peace.
Yeah,
he doesn't want you to be at peace about anything. And this epidemic that is just a social norm, it's become a social norm where people just so frequently become restless in their soul, you know?
So true. And negative cycles are fueled by emotion. It's clear. Mm. It's fueled by emotion. So I love what Dr. Keith Johnson says. Your emotion sets you in motion. So depending on what that emotion is, you're going to go in that direction at the end of the day. We need to reprogram our brain by exploring our negative cycles and the emotions that are at work.
So true.
Go and explore that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because what you build at home lasts longer than what you build on stage.
Oh, yeah. That goes
for everyone.
Oh, wow.
You know.
And I mean, you need to take that in this afternoon. Deslin says, true, stubbornness is a big thing linked to the childish behavior. So couples out there, if you're going through these cycles, especially these negative cycles, you have a choice this afternoon. We're offering you the choice. This month, we focused on mental health. And so it's practically our last week.
Mm-hmm.
Next month, we're going on to a new topic. Please, we implore you, take these nuggets, apply it to your life, and you will see the change happening.
Also, think about how will you prioritize your spouse this week or even today?
Yeah.
Forget about yourself, you know, let it be well with your soul.
Yeah. We're going over to the next song. It's Elevation Worship, Million Little Miracles.
What a beautiful song by Elevation Worship, Million Little Miracles. May there be million little miracles happening in your relationship today, couples. There's never a time that you can say you can't start over again. If it has to start over again, let it be right now. And if you want to start over, let it be with you. You know, there are some words that I want to leave with you today, some words of wisdom that was found on the walls of an orphanage in Calcutta. And it says this, if you were kind to people, they will accuse you for having an ulterior motive. Be kind anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you have anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it's between you and God anyway. So I want to leave you with this and says, whatever you do today, do it as unto the Lord. You're not doing it for your spouse. You're doing it as unto the Lord because you want to be obedient unto Him. Do it anyway. And so whatever you do, the Bible says in Colossians 3, 23 verse 2 and 2:24 in the New King James Version, it says, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." Be obedient. Serve God and not man. We are not legalistic. We are not going to make idols of our men or our spouses or husbands or wives, whichever way. Turn to God. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And He is jerking, probably touching on your soul right now, probing your heart, probably knocking at your door. Open it up and let the King of Glory come in.
That's awesome. So I want to leave this to you, with you this afternoon. Be kind to yourself. Really, just be kind to yourself. And as you're kind to yourself, you can be kind to others as well. So God loves you. We love you.
Yes.
And next week we're on again. It's a new month. We'll have a new topic. So come prepared and really just connect with this radio station. We love you all. We're praying for you, each and every one of you. Be strengthened in His love. And we're closing out with a song by Joe Britton saying, "I Say Yes." Love you all. Bye-bye now.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.